Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Ganaraska Region Conservation Authority is raising concerns about proposed Ontario government legislation to merge conservation authorities. CAO and Secretary Treasurer Linda Laliberti says covering a large geographical area may compromise environmental stewardship, yet the province says this will streamline services and quicken approval processes for infrastructure projects.
There are several concerns. One is just the whole explanation as to why this is necessary. The Ontario government is proposing that conservation authorities move from 36 to 7 regional conservation authorities. And I think the concern of Ganaraska's, as well as many other conservation authorities, is by moving into this regionally based area, an area for our consolidation, which includes 7 conservation authorities, we will actually move into an area that is that services the size of an area larger than the island of Jamaica. And so we'll lose that local, we feel we'll lose that local connection, the local community connection, the residents. We're able to deal with, the people within our watershed much easier than we would be able to deal with on a regionally based, and including our municipalities. We feel that the municipalities will also lose that service delivery that we provide to them. We have 7 municipalities in whole or in part within our watershed, and the regional proposal is 48 conservation authorities. 48 municipalities. So it's certainly going from a larger area, and we believe that some efficiencies as well as effectiveness of services will be lost.
Now, according to the provincial press release, when they introduced the legislation, or their intent to introduce the legislation, rather. The province indicated that they wanted to streamline services as well as bring, there was a concern from the province that some of the watersheds or some of the conservation authorities, rather, may not have the same capacity as others, and therefore it's not providing consistent services across the board. Have you found that there is that level of concern? And what's your take on the streamlined services?
So I can speak to Ganaraska. There are guidelines that are set out for such as our permitting and other services that we provide. Ganaraska, we are a fully staffed organization with expertise in all areas. And what areas, if we don't have any, we're not... we very often will share staff with some of our neighboring conservation authorities to either provide that expertise to them or to bring that expertise in. So, I mean, those types of efficiencies we're already doing. So when the government says that they're trying to streamline and standardize service delivery by setting these provincial-wide standards, that's great. We totally agree with that. And developing, a single digital platform, again, fine with that. But it can be done without consolidating into these larger 7. There could be some of the smaller organizations that maybe need more assistance, or maybe could benefit by an amalgamation with another conservation authority, but certainly not on these regional. And as I said, Ganaraska is already meeting those timelines. We're meeting them and exceeding them.
So what's your opinion on a possible staff reductions then, or changes if the amalgamation does go forward?
we have been told by the province when the announcement was made to us on October 31st by the minister that we were informed at that time that there would be no loss of jobs. And it is also our understanding that for instance, the Ganarowska Region Conservation Authority would remain as an office. There would be an office currently where we are. So that's not necessarily the concern at this point because they have said that. But in saying that, I'm not sure where if the efficiencies as far as fiscally responsible, like because we're creating this other agency now, where is there going to be a cost savings, if any, or at least with this consolidation?
Now, in your discussions with the province and the minister, or maybe even the minister's office or the department itself, what are they saying in terms of what the legislation will look like in terms of maybe the board structure, but also the on-the-ground structure?
That has not been told to us. There's announcements all the time. We're in meetings with them. They're asking for feedback. All we know at this point is after the municipal election, we have been informed this may change that after the October 2026 election, our board of directors will no longer be appointed to our board by the municipalities, and there will be the Ontario Provincial Conservation Agency, which that legislation, the Conservation Authorities Act, the changes to that has already received royal assent. So those changes, as far as the creation of this Ontario Provincial Conservation Authority, will happen. But that agency will have staff. It will also have a board of directors. But beyond the governance, we have not been made aware of what those specific models are going to be for the proposed regional conservation authority so that we, Ganarowska, would be a part of.
Now, the public may say, okay, some of these changes, they may not see these changes or notice those changes, but are you concerned that the public will see real on-the-ground environmental changes due to this proposed legislation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you take an area as large as what's being proposed and put it into a regional service delivery area, there will be probably a different hoops or different red tape to go through, and I don't think that we believe that the efficiencies of service delivery in that larger organization will not happen as it does with the smaller organizations.
So will this compromise environmental stewardship then?
It very well could. Absolutely. We don't know what programs will be acceptable to the agency, and if our stewardship programs will continue. We are hoping that our stewardship programs, such as our Clean Water, Healthy Lands program, our tree planting, we're hoping those, stay. In what form, we're not sure. We're not sure of what will happen.
So what are the next steps for you in the Ganarowska Conservation Authority?
Well, at our board meeting on November 27th, the board created a response to the consolidation. We are now putting it in a form to comment on the environmental registry posting. And we will be, that is open until December 22nd. So we will be putting those comments together and, submitting those prior to December 22nd. And any member of the public is invited to make those comments. It's an ERO posting 025-1257. And, you know, there are members of the public that we've been copied on that are certainly saying, you know, Ganawaska Region Conservation Authority is delivering the services. We're being efficient. We're, you know, any permits, any inquiries, anything that we're very timely, and any such consolidation could jeopardize that service delivery.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.